In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
You may have noticed, WoWoLand, if you're a Fort Wayne resident, that on Monday night, you received an emergency alert on your cell phone about a missing 12-year-old girl. There was just one problem. She wasn't missing. Police sent the wrong alert and followed it up shortly with the correct alert about a missing 12-year-old boy. Well, now officials with the Fort Wayne Police Department are looking into what happened. To get an update, we turn to the public information officer for the Fort Wayne Police Department, Sergeant Sophia Rosales-Scatina. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning.
So what's happening with this investigation? Are you able to give us an update?
Well, you know, we're still under investigation, or still investigating the incident that happened. We are working with the application manager as well as our dispatch center where the alert came from to see exactly what happened. We believe that the previous alert had been in a queue and it was stuck there. And when we went to send the next alert, that alert went out instead. And as soon as we found that it was a mistake, we tried to retract it as much as possible and put the correct information out, but it was already out there. So, you know, it doesn't negate the dread the family must have felt seeing that or hearing that alert. But it wasn't intentionally done. You know, these instances are always difficult, especially when missing children are involved. And, you know, we're working hard to find out how the error happened to make sure that we don't repeat that error in the future.
So, well, on that note, has this ever happened before?
It has not, but this is a fairly new system that we've been using. As you know, the first time we used it was at that truck rally at Glenbrook Square mm-hmm. last year when we sent the mass text out. So we haven't used the system frequently. It is a system that we use. It's called the Integrated Public Alert System, and it's part of our SWIFT 911. We do have to have permission from FEMA to send text alerts to within our Allen County area. So, you know, it's still a new system for us, and working out the bugs and how this exactly works is one thing we're trying to work on improving, because we have to hit all three shifts, all three areas in our dispatch center to make sure everybody knows how to use the system correctly.
So to me, it just sounds like at the end of the day, it was probably a technology glitch. As you said, this kind of old alert in queue. I've got to ask, Sophia, I mean, obviously, I'm assuming the Fort Wayne Police Department had to contact the family of the 12-year-old girl, that initial alert that was sent out. How did that go?
I'm not sure. I was actually on vacation when all this occurred, so I'm not sure exactly what happened. But, you know, we'll do what we can to make it right. You know, obviously, this is a terrible situation all around, and we're hoping that, you know, we don't have these kinds of issues in the future.
Well, listen, I can be honest and transparent with you this morning. We have a text alert system here to cancel schools and delay schools. I myself have accidentally canceled all of the schools within the WoWo listening area, so I know how fickle technology can be. If, in fact, that comes down to the issue that it was technology, Sophia, obviously the Fort Wayne Police Department are going to make sure they do whatever they can to make sure this doesn't happen again.
We are, and we're actually going to be moving to a new system that we think will work a little bit more quickly and a little bit more easily for everyone involved. So hopefully we'll have that up and running within the year. So hopefully this won't happen again.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and being so transparent with us and kind of breaking down what happened.
All right. Thank you.
That is Public Information Officer for the Fort Wayne Police Department, Sophia Rosales-Scatina.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.